and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoking mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
And now we'll have our hymn of preparation by the Father.
Thank you.
Some have been called to go out into the community and to extend the right hand of fellowship, talking about love and showing concern for those who are in need. My young people that are here this morning, on this Pentecost Sunday, you have been called by a greeting that you might not understand now, but by and by.
All right.
As you continue to let him mold and shape you to be a Christian young lady and a Christian young man. The call might be to you in your language, what up? Or what's happening. But the real call is for you to follow Jesus at all times. We all must understand this morning that we have been called. He called us early this morning to wake up. And after he woke us up, he nourished our bodies. He put clothes on our back. And then he led us to this holy place.
Amen.
According to the good news and the gospel, when the first day of Pentecost came to the people, we're all together. This was an unusual day in the life of Jesus the Christ. And to be honest, every day is an unusual day to the world, because to the eyes of the ears, Jesus is an unusual individual. How he interacts with the world, how he blesses us, how he heals the sick, how he is able to come and to take a heart that has been broken in pieces and shattered and put it back together. I'm talking about Jesus now, the one who you might have talked with last night when you were laying in the bed looking at the ceiling dark around you. I'm talking about Jesus when the time, maybe when you wasn't feeling your best, but he told you everything is going to be all right. I'm talking about Jesus now, the one who unlocked the doors of this church and said, whosoever, let shield he come in. I'm talking about Jesus, my young people, who was with you during the last week of school. And when he rung the bell, he said, don't worry, because in spite of everything that is going on, I'm still in charge. I'm still going to take. I'm talking about Jesus now. The one who loves us. The one who allowed us to go into our closets and to share in this special day by wearing the beautiful color of red that you have. And I want to thank you for answering the call that I requested of you on last Sunday.
Amen.
Jesus. You ever heard of him?
No.
Jesus. When the last time you had a talk with him?
No.
Jesus. When's the last time you answered the call? Or what's important? When was the last time you called Jesus and talked to him and said, Jesus, I just want to say thank you for what you have done for me and what you are doing in my life? Peter addressed the crowd about what had taken place during the first Pentecost Sunday. He talked about spirit, visions, dream, blood, fire. And at the end, he said, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, to make sure that you understand what Peter was saying. Mm-hmm. Not some people, but everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
All right.
Not some people come for entertainment. This is not entertainment, son. This is a center where the Spirit of God is here. And when you get here, if you've been touched and anointed, you want to start feeling the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you walk in the building. And I noticed that today when we were singing the first song, people put their hands in the air. They didn't need no permission to put no hands in the air. You put it in the air because while you're singing the song, you can realize what the theology is in the song and what the song is teaching.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Not an entertainment place. I like a certain type of music. What type of music do you like? Because when they play the music, I had a person tell me that. I said, okay, well, you give me the name of the song. I gave it to the choir director. When they played, where did you don't like the music? Because I don't know about you. When I hear the music and the hymn of Jesus, something stops moving in me. Because the hymns are sermon, my sisters and brothers. The hymns are teaching. The blood, it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. This blood, hallelujah, will never lose its power. That's what I'm talking about. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one who knows all about it and will die till the day is done. Somebody said he writes all of my prescriptions. Somebody said he touched me. And now I'm no longer saying something happened. I can't explain it, but when Jesus touches you, you better stop playing now because you want to feel different. When Jesus touches you, you want to have a new attitude. Pentecost Sunday. Why me? Summertime last week. One of the beautiful days yesterday. Sunday morning. This past year, my young sisters and brothers, while you were walking in the halls of academia, there was an unseen principal that was there, head of the building, who unlocked the doors every morning and closed them and locked them at night. There was an unseen bus driver who picked you up on the corner and took you to school. And for those of you who were promoted next year for the academic year of 2023, let me remind you about something. If it had not been for this principal and this teacher who you could not see but was in your mind, you would not have been promoted. Understand it was some end-of-the-year school closing programs where family and friends gather to see you walk across the stage and receive diplomas. I talked to a young man standing right down here last Sunday. He shared with me his academic performance during this year, sharing with me that he played many instruments. What was moving, he shared with me that he received a coach because of his academic performance. He stood tall while he was telling me. And while he was talking, I could feel the spirits moving all around. It doesn't matter the age when Jesus comes into your breath. He can and will make a difference. So when you call on him, you will be saved. So call him. His telephone number is never busy. All you have to do is dial JESUS, and he's there. When you're hurting, call on Jesus, and he will comfort you. When you're sick, lying on a bed of affliction, call on Jesus, and he will hear you. When there's some misunderstanding, call on Jesus, and he will smooth it out. When there's disruption in the community and the world, call on Jesus and watch him work it out. It's time for us to make a real call. At no cost to your So, my sisters and brothers, we must all pay attention when he answers our call. So, the Spirit is nothing to play with. Call him up. Call him up now. Because when you call him, he will lift you up. When you call it, he will heal you. When you call it, he will release you. When you call it, he will comfort you. When you call it, he will protect you. No weapon that's formed against us can prosper. Because when you call on the name of Jesus, he will take care of you. That's why when I got early this morning, I called him. I said, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to come. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to call on the name of you. And everything is going to be all right. Yeah.
come to church,
you might feel a little better. The call. Sometimes it is called, and we don't answer our call. What are you talking about? He said, go out in the community and share the good news. We go out in the community, I don't know what to say. Junior knows what to say. But when in a time of trouble, you found words to say to Jesus. My young people, he's saying this summer, be careful now. Be patient. Pools will open up soon. But be safe.
Amen.
If you get bored, pick up a book and read it. So that there won't be such a challenge when you go back to school and office. He's saying to us, continue to come to church. Amen. And not only be a physical body, but reach down in the books that I have given you, pull out the pen that I made for you, and pay some tithes in church. That's the call today. He's calling for people who have been elected by us to have concern for individuals, and especially for children. That's the call. Not a plaything. And maybe if you answer the call, and maybe if you can go back and reflect what he has done for us since the last time we called on him, maybe when the music stops, maybe you might start rocking a little bit. Because I don't know about you, when I think of the goodness and all that he has done for me, I don't need to let nobody give me permission, because my soul is already on fire. When I turn in the parking lot and go down the hill, all I need to do is hear something and a reminder. What? Because in spite of what has taken place, I know, because I know Jesus is getting ready to move D.C. And people who used to say no, go say yes.
Amen.
That's the power that he has. So it's Pentecost Sunday. Not a sad Sunday. But a Holy Ghost Sunday.
Yeah.
It's time to give him some praise.
Amen.
And say, Jesus, I just want to
thank you
for what you have done for me. Because if it had not been for you on my side, I might have been crazy.
John Sanders. Angela Isaac.
Brother John Adams.
Marjorie Farmer.
Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this Pentecost Sunday. We come with open hearts and minds to say thank you, Jesus, for being with us since the last time that we was here as one family. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're getting ready to do with your house. The Memorial United Methodist Church.
Yes, sir.
We ask that you continue to bless us. That you will touch and move us in order that we can be a beacon light on the streets, in this community, in this city, in this state, and this nation. Lord, we ask that you continue to remember little ones, family, and friends of the state of Texas who have and who are planning and who are continuing to do homeborn celebrations. We ask that you pray, be with us as we pray for our sisters and brothers in Buffalo, New York, Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Medical Center, and other places. And as we begin to move into a summer season of vacation and fun, we know that you're going to wrap your arms around us in order that we will be able to enjoy and all that it will be safe for each and every one of us. Lord, I want to thank you for being with our youth during this past academic year, that they were safe, being with our middle school and high school students and our college and university students, leading them through the spring semester. And I ask as their pastor that you will be with them, and I know that you will be with them in the weeks and the days and the months ahead. Lord, we give you thanks for this table that you have prepared for us on this Pentecost Sunday. Take the names that have been called by Zoom, by telephone, and in your presence. Touch and heal and remind them that all power is still in your hands. And you love each and every one of us. All these prayers and petitions, I lift them up to you on this Pentecost Sunday and forevermore. Let all say amen.
Amen.
The invitation of Christ. Christ our Lord invites to this table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another by reading in unison the confession and the pardon.
Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you out of our whole heart. We have failed to be in a leading church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have failed to reach your love. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from the joy of obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always, everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and so we will keep on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
body